The Oregon Ducks baseball program hasn't been to the NCAA tournament since 2015. That's a long dry spell, and that should end this year. The Ducks are 27-11. They rank as high as number 11 this week in the nation. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. That tax-deductible gift helps to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime and give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Oregon ace Robert Ahlstrom, the big 6'2 lefty, is 4-3 with a 2.37 ERA in 57 innings this season. And the hometown kid out of Eugene is with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Robert, you guys 27-11 right now. How do you feel about the Oregon baseball season so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome so far. We got off to a good start and have continued that against some pretty good opponents. So we're just looking to continue that, keep that up as the season goes along. And if we take care of business, we'll have an opportunity to get back to Omaha. So
Had a little bump in the road, however. Last weekend, you guys went up to Pullman against Washington State. You pitched a gem on Friday night, a shutout, but then in the final two, the Cougs are all over you. What happened out there?
They have a good ball team. It's a pretty tough place to play at as well, with the wind conditions. And I mean, they came out to play. Fortunately, we were able to get the Friday game. We were able to get the win on that, get it out of the way. And then they just showed up. They showed up and played. They're a good team. And I mean, they hit some balls hard and they found some holes, and last two games didn't work out in our favor. But I don't think that'll be too much of a setback for us. I think we're ready to get back to work this week.
Yeah, well, this week you play the other Washington school, UW, University of Washington, the Huskies at your place. This could be a big series after what happened out in Pullman, huh?
Yeah, no, this is a big weekend to kind of show that yeah, we lost last series, but we can bounce back. I think that's something we've done really well this season, is when we have tough games or a tough weekend, we bounce back, kind of show that we're a really good team. We can do that. So this is very important. They have some good players over there, so it's not going to be anything easy, but I think we're ready for the challenge.
All right, so tell me about your club out there. Will you give us a bit of a scouting report on the Ducks this year?
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that potentially could have got drafted or signed last year. Whole COVID deal kind of interrupted that, and we all kind of made the decision to come back. And so we have a lot of older guys, a lot of good players throughout the lineup and on our pitching staff. So we have a lot of experience. And then the new guys, freshmen and stuff that have come in, they've done a really good job of maturing early and performing when we need them to. So, I mean, we have good bats in the lineup. We have tremendous pitching staff. So we have all the tools we need going forward to do something special this year.
Mm-hmm. You're the ace, the Friday starter. What does it mean to you to be the guy that's counted on week in and week out to win that Friday game, kind of set the table for the weekend?
Yeah, no, I love it. I like to go out there and just kind of give my team best chance to win as I can. Kind of set the tempo for the rest of the pitchers, the rest of the weekend. Go out there, just have good tempo, good command of my pitches, and if we can get out of Friday with a win, that sets us up really good the rest of the weekend to hopefully get a series win and potentially a series sweep. So, yeah, setting the tempo on Friday is definitely something I'd like to do, and hopefully I can continue to do that for the team.
Yeah, well, most of your season's behind you now, but you still have 15 games left before the playoffs. What would you like to see out of your club over the final 15 to get ready for the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we're off to a hot start. We're over the halfway point now, and I feel like there's been teams in the past that have done that and haven't necessarily finished strong. So I think an emphasis for the whole team is just finishing strong. We're up there right in the mix for to win the conference, to win the Pac-12 title. So I think every game from here on out is important in that aspect, not only to potentially win a conference championship, but to get the highest seeding possible for playoffs and hopefully host a regional and host a super regional. That'd be a huge advantage.
Oh, yes, for sure. Program hasn't been to the NCAA tournament, like I said, since 2015. You see kind of a breakthrough there at Oregon baseball, kind of a cultural change for the program?
Yeah, definitely. Just the winning culture starts from the top and goes all the way down. I believe that everyone here now has seen that we can win. We're a really good team. They kind of believe that now. So that's just the culture that we've kind of built. Some of the older guys coming back and then the new guys buying into that idea. Definitely a culture change where each and every day we don't only believe that we can win, but we believe that we should win on an everyday basis, regardless of who we're playing.
All right, left-handed starter Robert Ahlstrom of the Oregon Ducks baseball team today on Sports and Commentary. We kind of took a pause in our conversation with John Mosley of Last Chance. You will get back to John coming up here, but some time-sensitive stuff here for the Oregon Ducks baseball programs. They get ready for Washington this weekend at home and talk about Pac-12 baseball today. We've got more to visit about. Want to learn about you as a pitcher, Robert, and as a person, as a follower of Jesus. So let's plan to get back here on our next Sports and Commentary. Until then, have a terrific day out there, Art.
Yeah, you too.